welcome to today's episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring our visit to the Noah's Ark Natural Animal Sanctuary, or NANAS, an animal shelter situated in the natural surroundings and greenery of the town of Pekan Nanas in the state of Johor, Malaysia. Originally called Noah's Ark Lodge Private Animal Shelter and located in Singapore, this special place for animals was founded by Mr. Raymond Wee, a compassionate man who since his youth has cared for stray dogs and cats. In order to build a comfortable home for his rescued friends, Mr. Wee sold his shop and house, and with the nearly $1 million in proceeds, first started the shelter in 1995. The main goal of the sanctuary is to provide a safe, secure haven for residents where they can live out their lives in happiness and with respect and love. With the help of many dedicated volunteers and supporters, Noah's Ark is now home to 750 dogs, 500 cats, 10 horses, goats, an iguana, a leopard cat, chickens, and geese. The sanctuary is also open to animal lovers to come and spend time with the sanctuary's sweet, adorable inhabitants. Children and adults get a chance to interact, socialize, and bond with the animals. At the end of the day, visitors go home with hearts full of kindness, compassion, and respect for their fellow creatures.
Hi. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, it's my first time here.
Okay, what brings you here today?
I came here as a group. We are from the Singapore Bike Forum. Oh, about 40 to 50 of us. So we just come here to visit the place.
At this Shangri-La for animals, you can see happy dogs roaming freely around in the greenery and swimming leisurely in the cool pond water. On the rooftops, you can see cats basking under the warm sunshine overlooking the pretty landscape. The architecture is Kampong-inspired, with similar designs included for the adorable doghouses. All the animals at Noah's Ark are living in pure joy and freedom on 10 acres of natural and beautiful surroundings. Colorful flora, durian and other fruit trees, streams and ponds all add to the overall magic of this haven for animals. Raymond Wee shared with us the story behind his noble mission to embrace and house animals who have been abandoned or who are otherwise without a home.
Can you tell us more about Noah Ark?
I used to, feed the stray animals when I was a kid. When I started off, it was just, being a little kind boy from the kampong, taking care of a few cats and a few dogs, during my off-school hours. I'm glad that it is. It has come to this. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Now that is being given the opportunity while working with animals to go back into what you call a simplicity of life again. Right? Back to nature. When you love God's creatures, great and small, nature is part of it, part of His creations. So there is a good combination, And I'm very sure that if I can give another 100 years, I would still love to do this job.
We understand that Noah Ark has become a favorite weekend spot for families and kids. So what do you think is attracting the people to come here?
They have a freedom. They have the freedom to reinteract with the animals through touch. Right? They are not kept in cages. A lot of things you learn from animals. A lot of things. That's why you see all the school books and all that. When you teach a little child to read, everything is all about animals. So at the same time, you should teach the children to respect these animals. We learn a lot about them.
Noah's Ark is able to provide a loving home for many of our animal co-inhabitants and undertake various animal welfare projects through the efforts and dedication of its volunteers and helpers.
What motivates you to as a volunteer in Noah's Ark?
I think it's good that we help the animals and we are their voices for the animals.
Right.
Sometimes they need help, they can't ask for help.
Right.
So I thought I'd volunteer my time and help them.
Okay. How frequent do you come here?
Every week.
Yeah. Is there any particular incident that actually leave a very strong impression when you're working with animals?
The main thing is that it always comes across as they're very grateful.
Okay.
And they're very loyal. even if we just save them that few minutes, right, after some months when we visit them, they will still remember you.
Oh.
Loyalty and unconditional love are qualities that all these animals share, but they also exhibit their own unique characters as well.
Well, animals are like human beings. They have their own personality, which is true. Which is true. Out of the 750 dogs, not one of them is the same. Not one of them is the same. Right? The way they bark, the way they react, you know, they might be the same breed, you know, all look the same, identical, but, you know, character-wise, they're never the same.
When Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants returns, we will hear more about the caring efforts of Noah's Ark. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Having a sanctuary is to see to it that animals can live and die with dignity. You can communicate with all these animals if you want to. You know, so communication is a very important tool. It's a social tool for us. Let it be a bird, let it be a dog, let it be a human being.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, where we are visiting Mr. Raymond Wee's animal shelter in Malaysia called Noah's Ark Natural Animal Sanctuary, or NANAS. Noah's Ark Companion Animal Rescue and Education Society, or CARES, was established in June 2005 and is the Singapore-based chapter of the sanctuary. The Society's goal is to reach out to Singaporeans and address the issue of abandoned animals with community-based projects such as spaying and neutering of cats and dogs. The central mission of the Society is to ensure that every dog and cat in Singapore is cared for by 2010. During the National Dog Walk event in Singapore, Supreme Master Television spoke with Linda Goh, Vice President of Noah's Ark CARES.
She's a rescue dog from Lim Chu Kang, and when we found her, she had a very deep cut, and she had maggots all over, from the neck all the way to the ears. And she has lost her hearing. And because of her, we decided to embark very strongly on Project Industrial Dogs. Industrial areas, there are lots of unwanted puppies. People do not sterilize their dogs. So that's the sad part of the story.
Do you have anything else to say to all the dog lovers out there?
More compassion towards the animals. At the end of the day, having a dog is a lifetime commitment. And they are really man's best friend. I understand the word why they are man's best friend, because even though the animals last breath, they still come and look for you to say goodbye. So I understood the meaning of man's best friend from my experience with the animals.
Mr. Wee also shared with us the experiences he had with animal companions when he was a child and how he has been able to reestablish that precious connection with them after starting Noah's Ark Natural Animal Sanctuary.
My childhood time, I have problems. It's difficult to speak to my daddy because he is a very busy person. So I find ways and means to talk to the chickens, if you are not getting an answer from a chicken, I'll talk to the dogs. Yes, you can talk to the animals, although we don't share the same language, but, you know, it's what I call instinct.
Yes.
You know, they tell you a lot if you mix with animals. I mean, after running the sanctuary, being an animal for so many years, I'm glad that, you know, I've got back that instinct. It's difficult to explain that. You know, they can tell me a lot of things, what is happening.
We learn a lot of things from the animals.
It's that our life is so busy, our modern life is so busy. We never find time to stop by, to look at that, you know, at that plants or certain areas that you have been using day in and day out, until one day when you just slow down your pace and you put a stop to the automatic button, and then you look around, you look at all these beautiful things that you have not seen, you have taken for granted for the last 5 years that you have been using that road. And then by doing so, you feel that, you know, your purpose, you know, to be alive in this world has changed. You know, not just your work, but it's the surrounding, your friends, animals, the air you breathe and all that. Then you will become a little bit conscious about how to save this world.
Mr. Wee conveyed his heartfelt wishes for the well-being of all the world's animals.
I So in your opinion, how do you think human beings should treat our animals, co-inhabitants?
Respecting all God's creatures, great and small.
It's, I guess God's created all these animals, you know, to help human beings and not to be punished by human beings, not to be abused by human beings. Like all the plants and all that, all the medicines and everything is all there. My message is, give due respects to God's creatures, great and small. This world will be a better place for all of us.
We thank Mr. Raymond Wee, all the staff and volunteers of Noah's Ark for their dedicated work in creating such loving environments for the animals. Heaven bless Noah's Ark Natural Animal Sanctuary and Noah's Ark Companion Animal Rescue and Education Society with success in all their endeavors to ensure that the animals in Singapore and Malaysia are cared for and loved. Thank you, wonderful viewers, for watching today's episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Enlightening Entertainment is next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with true happiness and inner peace.